Welcome to Mankato.
How's it feel, Kyle?
It's good to be back. Obviously, this is a special training camp. You know, exciting being our last one down here in Mankato. My seventh one in Mankato, and it's been great. You know, Mankato is an incredible host. They have beautiful facilities for us. The field's always in great condition, so I'm very appreciative of everything Mankato has offered over the course of my career.
Anything you think you'll miss the most?
Jake's Pizza.
Okay.
That's probably going to be number one. I may even venture back to Mankato in future years just to get some Jake's Pizza for sure.
What can you tell them when you get on training camp? Over the years, has it been a good barometer? Of course, last year you had the injuries after training camp. Can you tell as a home set?
Yeah, you know, training camp's always a great time. You know, for a team, we come down here for a few weeks and, you know, everyday distractions are gone. You know, we're down here, we're living in the dorms. It's football from the time you wake up to football to the time you go to bed. So it's a great opportunity for us to lay a foundation for 2017 and build on what we started in OTAs and mini camp. And now we're here, we're all together. The rookies have been at work for a couple of days, and now you add the veterans into the mix, and it's time for us to get going.
Kyle, what are your expectations for the team?
I have super high expectations for our team this year, and I think that's everyone's expectations every year. If you start the season without the expectation to win a championship, you're cutting yourself short. You know, we want to be champions. We want to be the first Vikings team to hoist the Lombardi Trophy in our home stadium in Minnesota for Super Bowl 52. But that's, you know, a lot of times you get asked, well, you know, do you want to play in your own Super Bowl? Well, of course we do, but that's our expectation every year. You know, we don't come out here and, you know, put in the work over the next 3 weeks to not prepare to win a championship.
Your biggest concern is what has to happen for all that?
Oh, we have a long way to go. There's no question about it. It's, you know, for us, like I said before, it's about laying the foundation. You know, we're not near the team we need to be come September 11th when we tee it up against the New Orleans Saints, but that's part of the process. That's why we're here. That's why we're down here to put in work every day. And if we get better each and every day that we're down here, we've already laid a solid groundwork over OTAs and minicamp. I like our chances.
What do you make of the tight end group? It's you and then a lot of guys who haven't played all that much.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I remember sitting in our meeting room as the rookies came in at the beginning of OTAs, and you know, when I got in this league, I was in the front of that room, and behind me, heckling me and throwing stuff at me was Jim Kleinsaucer, Vasante Shenko, Jeff Dugan. 13 years, 9 years, 9 years. And now I'm sitting in the back of the room, and I look in front of me, and I'm 5 years older than the next closest guy. And you know, I think David Morgan's the next most experienced guy in our room. But it's exciting. We got a lot of talent in that room. I think those guys all bring stuff to the table that can help us win football games. And, you know, I've come to terms with being the older guy in the room and being the leader. And so I look forward to going out there and working with those guys. It's been fun throughout OTAs and minicamp. You see those guys grow. You know, you have a couple rookies, and then you have a guy, Nick Truesdale, who played arena ball, and now he's getting used to playing 11-man football again. Kyle Carter, a guy who was on practice squad. You see those guys grow throughout OTAs and minicamp, and it makes you excited to come down here, put the pads on, and see them start to grow for real. And because we all know it's all good and well to grow throughout OTAs and minicamp, but this is when the real football starts.
Have you had any dealings with Teddy Bridgewater since minicamp, and how do you think he's doing health-wise and all that kind of stuff?
Just communication over the phone, and he's typical Teddy. I mean, he has the best mindset and the best attitude. You know, he was unable to make it to my kids' camp this year. He had some stuff going on, and, you know, he gives me a call, and I think he missed it more than the kids missed him. He's just, that's the type of person he is, and I'm excited to see him when he gets back up here, and I know he's been working hard.
Had a lot of people talk about training camp as a good bonding time for mm-hmm. teammates. You got any good kind of funny off-the-field stories about pranks or anything?
Well, I just, you know, checked into my room, and, you know, I share a suite with Harrison Smith, and I went into his side, and Terrence Newman has the first room as you walk in. He's like, hey, Rudy, come check out my bed. So, I'm, you know, training camp, we have a queen mattress laying on the floor, so, and I'm wondering what he's all excited about. And, you know, in his room, he has a Sleep Number bed with, like, a hotel comforter and a remote for his bed. And I'm like, you know, how did you get that? And he wouldn't tell me, and I just assumed it was, you know, like, that must be the old folks' home of the upstairs. So then I go down and check in my room, and I go over, pop in Harrison's, and he has the same bed. And so I think Harry and I might be getting awfully close. I might be sneaking over for some sleepovers if I can't get my hands on one of those nice beds.
You've got Bradford here. Nobody really knows about Bridgewater. Is there any possibility it could ever become a distraction, you know, that sort of thing, on kind of who's the quarterback or long-term or whatever?
Not at all. I think when you have two guys that have the personality and the work ethic that those guys have, you know, they're going to go out and handle their business every day. And I do the same thing. You know, for me, training camp will be a time for me to get better as a football player. And, you know, those outside distractions, that's one of the nice things about coming down here to Mankato. You don't have that. If all 90 guys on our roster focus in on getting better and becoming a better football player each and every day, when we break camp before we go play the Buffalo Bills, you know, we'll have had a successful training camp.
Since you were rooming with him at the time, were you surprised by what happened with Michael Floyd's situation and that whole kombucha issue?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was surprising because, like I said, you know, I spent a lot of time with him throughout his, I guess it was about a month that he had been living here, but it all worked out. You know, he handled it with the court system. He knows what's ahead of him, and, you know, we just rode down together, and I don't know if there's anyone more excited to be here and to be ready to start the 2017 season. With everything that he went through over the past year, I know he's really looking forward to getting back out on the field, and I'm excited to have him. He's a really good friend of mine, and I'm glad he's part of this organization.
What have you found so far that's been different from half a year with Pat Shurmur to now having a chance for a full offseason?
Well, I mean, I think that same thing goes not only for myself. Being in the room with Pat when he took over the tight end position, you know, I got to know him a little bit more than, say, other people may have. And then, you know, as he took over last year, he did an incredible job. And, you know, things that we did well when Norv was here, we just continued to do it. And now we've had an entire offseason to kind of go back and reevaluate, okay, what are things that we do well as an offense? What don't we do so well that we can get better at? And let's try to get one thing better each and every day. And, you know, that's always his mindset when we go in, and, you know, we're in the meeting room, we're out on the practice field. So and definitely the comfort level between him and our entire offense now, spending an entire off season together, is definitely greater.
Time for two more.
That's it. Cool.
All right, thanks guys.
Thank you. Yeah.